Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova. And with me today, it's my special, incredible, beautiful, I would even say badass, even though I don't use it very often, a friend, Savannah Hamilton. And let me tell you, when I first connected with her just online, we got introduced through the love of my life, Chris. We got introduced online and then she came to my event. And when I walk into the room, I just notice her. She is beautiful. She's full of herself in the best way possible. And she is super sweet. There is no fakeness in her. Like, you can tell if she likes you or not, but she likes most of the people. I don't know if she does it, but she is a light in the room. So when I saw her, we just immediately click. And then when she opened her mouth, I was like, okay. I like you. I'm keeping you. So I'm super blessed to have her in my life as a fellow coach, as a supporter, as a soul sister. And she is one of the reasons why my life and business is so successful, because I'm always supported. I'm always supported by my tribe. I never feel alone. And there's a time that we step into each our lives and we help each other as friends. Sometimes it's as sisters. And sometimes, hey, are you open for a coaching? Yeah. So Savannah, thank you so much for creating the time to be here today.
Oh my goodness, girl. I'm like tearing up over here. I want to just listen to that every morning when I wake up. That was so
beautiful. I will give you the recording. Just cut it off and listen to it. And guys, also, she hosted absolutely incredible retreat where I had such an honor to be a guest speaker there. And I made her cry too. So I think that one of my another gifts is I make people cry out of happiness.
Yes.
I should be like a happiness coach, happiness tears coach.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And it's so funny. You were asking what you should call me before and how you said that I was a badass. And here I am, like a badass that cries a lot. Okay.
That's you know what? Like, you get to own that. It's like a badass part of you. Like, listen, I'm unapologetic about my tears. There are times that I walk in my heels and I own the room. And there are times that I just melt into my tears and I just receive it. You just receive how loved you are. And that's something that I truly believe that many women get to work on, the receiving, you know.
Oh my gosh.
It's I will share with you the story what I did this retreat. Like, girl, like, I'm so up leveling that when you have a next retreat, I'll just like conquer the room. Like, the things that I'm
you're already there. Retreats.
But beautiful, I want to ask you something before we will dive in, because when you and me talk, it can be like for hours and we go so deep and it's so beautiful and so juicy. But before we go there, I know you live in California. And when I see you, like, you are such a bright light. So what I want you to do me a favor and close your eyes. And I know you trust me, so you already have your eyes closed before I even finish the sentence. So close your eyes. And now imagine it's a beautiful morning. You just woke up. You're walking with the love of your life on a beach. You're sipping of your favorite beverage. There's a light breeze in your face. And you're wearing your beautiful white outfit. and holding hand of your love. And as you two are walking, you're feeling so on purpose and so free. And it's like this moment when you realize that everything was worth it and everything led you up to this moment. And as you're walking, there is a young girl walking in front of you. And she says, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but when I see you two, I feel so called to stop you and tell you that you look like a beautiful angel. Who are you? So what is the one thing you want this girl to know about you? Not what do you do, but who you really are."
Girl, you are so good at this. So I would say that I want her to know that I am just the biggest source. Like, I just envision so light coming out of my heart, like the biggest source of love for everybody that I come in contact with. Not only that they feel and receive my own love, but I give them permission to love themselves unapologetically as well.
That's so beautiful. Sometimes, isn't it like so fascinating, Savannah, that sometimes we needed permission from someone else?
And I think
we've both been there, you know, in the moments that we're looking for this validation and the permission from others to really live in our greatness. And one of my really, really, really favorite quotes, it's from Marianne Williams, that we are not afraid of the darkness, but of our light. We're afraid of our greatness. And that's something that I can see in so many women.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, it just goes back to so many things, but I just think that growing up as children and as women, we kind of unfortunately have this disadvantage of growing up seeing we have to augment ourselves or something's wrong with us, how to cover up our flaws and ways to look slimmer. And we just always never fully are able to appreciate and accept ourselves. I know that self-love wasn't something that I was ever taught. And then unfortunately it's thought of as like arrogant or egocentric, and we're never given permission as we're growing up to love ourselves. So it's no wonder as when we're adults that we still don't love ourselves. And it's something very forlorn to so many women.
And you know, it really hit home for me, because when you say self-love and being seen as like arrogant, that's something that I experience in my marriage, you know, because when I was starting to work on myself and go to yoga and start doing meditation, I started to feel good with myself. And my ex-husband would be like, "Oh, you're becoming like so self-centered and so arrogant. Like, it's all about you." And I'm like, you know, like, why? Like, why people who are not, but you can see it only with people who are insecure with themselves. Because when you are in love with who you are, you never put other people down, ever. You always bring them up. It brings me such an immense joy to be cheering on women. And listen, I'm just a human. We all have those moments when we are like, "Oh my gosh, she has better pictures than me." Or, "Look at her hair. How does she do it? Look at that booty," whatever it is. Or, she did more sales than me. Like, we get so tripped in that. I get it. But it's so much faster to get out of it. Or we have friends, you know, who are coaches, and we call them.
Yeah. We have more tools in our toolbox. But just for the record, I know you guys are listening to Batia on the reg, but I am one of those girls. And when I see your booty, I'm like, "Girl, what are you doing with that booty? Because I need some of that in my life." I mean, I know you had the fitness. So I think I'm like, "Well, she's working out a lot. She's probably doing a lot more squats than me. I just need to get in there."
I love you so much. Like, girl, this episode, it's something that we both get to be listening every single morning. And ladies, this is something that I truly want for you. I want you to be surrounded by women who are cheering on you. And if you're surrounded by anything else, it's only because you're allowing it, you're settling on it. I remember a couple of years ago when I say no more, no more to women who are drama, no more to the women who are catty. I believe that there are women who can love me and support me because of who I am. No more of men who are cheating. I am rather going to be alone than in a bad company. That's when everything will change for you. It's the moment of decision. No more, I deserve more. And you're meant for more. I mean, maybe you
can. She's representing.
I am on brand today. I am wearing my t-shirt meant for more because everything it's like meant for more right now. My mastermind, my event where Savannah is coming. She has no excuse not to come unless she's dead. I'm like, she was there last. She was better.
I'll be there. I will be there. No, I think honestly, Patia, that's something that when we first met and I came to your event was something, the activity you have to have us do, like our core values and really defining what we stand for, what we don't stand for. That was the first time I had done that activity. And I think for so long, it's just like, we're always searching for permission, like permission to be ourselves, permission to love ourselves, permission to stand up for what we believe in. And doing that activity really shed light. So I love that you bring that up. And I think it's something that you're so powerful in, is empowering other women to say, actually, this is what I stand for. This is what I don't stand for. And anything that falls into the category of what I don't stand for, then I don't need to ask for permission. If I have to tolerate it or not, it's just a hard black and white. And I no longer stand for that in my life.
Oh my gosh. That like, really, it's not like I wouldn't do it otherwise, but I'm so saving this episode. It's so beautiful. And I truly receive it. And I'm so appreciative that you're bringing it up, because doing this exercise for me, it's, you know, 2.5 years ago when I did it, everything changed. Because before, I was the people pleaser. I was the agreeable. I was the one who was thinking that when I'm going to be the one who does everything for everyone, people then will value me and love me. And what I didn't realize back then, you know, when we know better, we do better. Back then, I didn't know that people are just our mirror. And it doesn't mean that if you're surrounded by people who are mean, that you are mean. It doesn't mean that. I'm just saying that we teach people how to treat us the way we treat ourselves. Mm-hmm. I didn't love myself. I hated myself. I tried to quit my own life, you know? So being in that state of, I need anything just to validate me, that's what I was getting, anything. Mm-hmm. And when you say, this is what I want, or something better, it's coming.
Yeah, but if you're like, I love that.
I'm kind of okay. It's not that bad. Well, girl, that's what you will get. Right?
Yeah. And I love, I mean, we have such, so many similarities, because with me, it wasn't absolutely people pleasing to the max, but mine was, my parents always told me I could achieve anything, and I truly believed and still believe I can achieve anything. But it was, when will I finally achieve enough to make me worthy of people's love? So I was addicted to achieving, like getting my master's, graduating early from high school, being the first of my peers to buy a house. And even in the beginning of my coaching journey, how can I host 3 retreats in 1 year? How can I start a podcast? How can I jump into the world of coaching and do everything? And then I'll be worthy.
Girl, you sound like me.
Yeah.
She's like,
and
a
then I'll be worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that my life in the past was all about hustle and doing. Me too. I finished my bachelor's and master's, like everything, and super speed, because I wasn't doing anything else. I'm like, oh, when I'm done with school, I will finally like impress my boss and have more money. And it doesn't work this way. Once you achieve one thing, you will be already in the next one, and you live in this never enough mentality and the scarcity. Mm-hmm. And the thing, it's like, I think there is a quote saying like the journey is the destination or something like that. I'm like totally killing it, but I truly believe in that. And I truly believe that if you're not happy in where you are, it doesn't mean that you don't want to even better or upgrade. That's different than, oh, I got to change my house. I got to change my relationships. And then I will be happy. Then you are living in a when land, you know, like when, mm-hmm. when I have that, yeah. when I have that man, when I have that money, when I have that clients, it's a BS. Because I remember, it's so funny. One of my clients last year, and you know her, when she started to work with me, she was like, oh my gosh, like I'm a coach and I have no clients. I need to have a client, you know, because she was still in a corporate job. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, well, if you are in the need of it, then you're blocking it because it's like, I need it. I need it. I need it. It's like this boyfriend who is texting you every 5 minutes. Do you miss me? I love you. Do you love me? It's like, go away. But then if you're like, hey, I'm happy by myself, everything is good, but I'm open for you when you want to come. And so mm-hmm. we had this like breakthrough call of like the difference between wanting and needing. And I told her, go to the beach, disconnect, be with yourself and see how you're going to feel when you're working with her. Write her a letter. So I told her, write your ideal client a letter. Like, I'm so excited that we met. And now that I see your breakthroughs and I see the difference it makes in your life. She disconnected the day. She was just journaling about her ideal client. Next day, she has a sales call. She closes 2 clients.
Oh my gosh, girl. I love that idea. I've never heard of that. Write your ideal client. I'm taking notes.
you can keep this recording episode. You know that love that I'm like a woo-woo with business strategies. Because if I just tell you like, you know, like go to the woods and feel better about your life. And I'm like, okay, now I feel better. What the heck do I do with that?
Yeah. It's so
strategy. So sometimes the strategy, it's just like, it's like a subliminal, because if I would tell her, just go to the beach and relax because you are too needy, she would be pissed at me. But if I tell her, go and write your ideal client, because it's truly about the feeling of like, I'm in need, I'm in luck, I'm in survivor, I got to pay my rent, I want to leave this job that sucks. Like, how do I do that? Like, what are you attracting? More things that sucks. But if I tell her, go to the beach, go to the park, write your ideal client letter and really focus on how, like what achievements you created for her. How did you meet mm-hmm. her? Like, how was your conversation? Like, how did she realize that your coach was like, oh my gosh, I've been praying for you. So all of these details, now she's connected. She believes in possible. Of course she gets her clients.
Yes. I think this is one of the things that I like so love Patia for, is because she's able to get you out of our masculine energies, which is where just so many things from when we're growing up, right? The patriarchal society, the school systems, the setup for achievement, the constant do, the hustle and grind. And Patia, on, I swear to goodness, if any of you guys have any opportunity to go to any of her events, any of her retreats, go, because her in presence, like she just told you, I had her at my retreat and I was in tears, like in tears. But she, you have such a way of allowing, and I'm like masculine type A. And even to speaking before this podcast, she has such a way to be able to drop people from their heads into their heart. Like, and she's such a goddess, but like there's a fierceness behind that as well. She's like, no, honey, we're not hiding anymore. Like, get in your heart, which is where we all need to live from. But I think that's one of your absolute superpowers, is just to, no BS, let's get in your heart. Like, and you can't fight it, because that's where you're supposed to, that's where we belong, right?
Hey, babe, I hope you are having absolutely incredible time listening to this podcast episode. And thank you for your patience as I'm interrupting the flow of this episode. However, I want to share with you something super exciting. I've been listening to your feedback and your DMs. And what I heard from you is that you are missing this sustainable support, not just feeling high vibe in retreats and conferences and listening to the podcast. You want something that it's really sustainable, that it's going to help you to be creating this momentum. You are craving the sisterhood of women who are no drama, no cattiness, but really want you to rise. And the strategies on how to manifest your dreams and goals and truly live in alignment with who you really are and creating the impact. If this hits the home, I created a mastermind for you. This is for women who are really ready to uplevel their life and having the sustainable support in every area of her life. am opening the door in February and I would love to have you there. Check the link in the show notes and I'm excited to see you there because, girl, you truly deserve to have it all.
And that's the
thing. And it feels so good. We're like, okay. We're here. Thank you.
It's just sometimes we're resisting to it because growing up, I feel like often we felt unsafe when we were emotional. We felt unsafe. And I don't know about you, but being feminine equaled weakness. Like being feminine, like back in my country, in Czech Republic, in Europe, women depend on their husbands. They take care of kids. They take care of the house. And like you are not allowed to be emotional. Nobody cares. You know, so
wow.
When you are emotional, you're weak, you put your walls down, you will get hurt. That's why when I moved into United States, I was so hard. I had all my walls up and people thought that I'm like a witch with a bee, you know? Yeah. And it's like, they're like I was even told, like when I used to work in corporate, I was doing customer service and they're like, they gave me like a couple books, like how to do like Zappos and stuff, how to do customer service. And I'm so grateful for that because if you would be on a call with me before, you would be like, what the heck? I would be like, hello. Like, why you bother me? Why don't you read it in FIQ? Like, why are people stupid? Why did, like, that? I was so strong because I was afraid to connect with people and let people in. It was so scary.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So when I was growing up, feminine to me meant being like either like slutty or promiscuous. So being like this like feminine goddess creature was just associated with being like promiscuous, being like feeling good in your body. It was just like, who was like, you know, it's just like so different how even different countries, but we still the same emotion, the same feelings, the same not being safe.
Yes, feminine, it means like not being safe. And the thing is, and I love that you brought it up because that's something that I truly believe that I embody. Now the feminine is fierce, but in the most loving way, in the most loving way possible, you know, because the thing is that when I think about feminine energy, I think about river. You know, I truly feel like men, it's like the ocean. It's all encompassing. And I see this calmness of the ocean. And when it's needed, he brings the waves. Like he can smash things around. But normally, like healthy masculine, it's calmness. It's being observant. It's getting things done, you know.
Yeah.
But the feminine, it's like a river. We're flowing. It's good.
Yeah.
We bring life into things. I see like river, like giving life to the plants around. And I see, you know me, I see butterflies and I see life. But then we don't stop. We go, you know what I mean? So it's this fierce. We can be calm, but also when needed, think about the rocks in the river.
We
By going.
Yeah. So it's such a beautiful analogy.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Sorry. Someone explained it to me like the masculine is the river like bed, and then the feminine is the flow of the energy between that. So very similar, but I love the ocean and the river analogy as well.
I just love water. I should be like a water baby sign, but like Chris, he calls me Mermolfin. Like a mermaid and dolphin in one. I'm obsessed with dolphins. Like when we were in Bali, I was on a boat and we were watching dolphins. He has to be holding my like skirt so I don't jump. I'm like, can I go in? Can I touch them? Yes. So I just love water and it's something that brings me peace and really purifies me. And I really love that you are like you're like and beautiful in masculine energy. You get things done. You're very firm. You're very go-getter. You know, you're a leader. Like I see you and I see a leader, you know, and I love that when you're around me, you are so open to receive and to soften up and to blend these two beautiful energies. Because if I'm only feminine, And if I'm only nurturing and only sweet and only like, you know, like this all encompassing, you're not going to listen to me and you're not going to do what I tell you to do. And I would not get anywhere with my business because I don't have a structure and I'm flowing and I'm just dancing with my hair around all day down, you know, then that's it. I could do that, but I wouldn't get very far. So I truly love about you that you're so coachable. You're so open. Mm-hmm. And you are so receiving. You are, you know, in this beautiful dance with, when do I get to tap into my masculine and I get to get my structure done and fill out my spreadsheets and fill out my calendar? And when do I just get to relax, receive, and open my heart and connect with people? Because I truly believe that to build, and please tell me what is your opinion on this, but I truly feel that I'm able to impact women in the way that I am, because when I am with them and around them, it's in my feminine.
Mm-hmm. You know? But I would say this is like a goddess, like the empowered, the fierce feminine, because you're such, like, there's a force behind you, just like that riverbed, like there is a force behind you. But I believe because you're in such the healthy feminine, right? It's not the unhealthy, like being needy, playing the victim. It's not the shadow side of the feminine, because you've done your work, girl. You've done your work. You're showing up. You're doing the do. And now, because you're able to dance so delicately between the both of them. And I think a lot of women, like if you're listening, I mean, I know your listeners know the difference between the masculine and feminine, but sometimes people think like, oh, I have to be one. Oh, I have to be other. And it's not that at all. And I actually just did an Instagram post on this today, is like the rise of the femininity. And everybody thinks we just have to be like, woo woo. And just so laissez-faire about everything. And I don't believe it, but I believe because you are able to master the dance so well. I said this before, like you give others the safety that many of the women that come to you, that are attracted to you, that fear of being in their feminine because it wasn't safe. It was meant vulnerability. It meant to be promiscuous or slutty or showed weakness. And because of that, you are holding it so, so just like genuinely and authentically and unapologetically, you give others permission to do the same.
Thank you so much. isn't it just like so beautiful? Like when you can be like truly yourself and free and self-express and you're just being accepted for who you really are. I adore you for that, you know, like you really let your guards down and you know when to step into your power and when to just like relax, I'm safe and I can be me. So it's really beautiful. And I want to ask you, what are some of your daily rituals to stay centered? You know, because owning a business, it's crazy. It's like there are days I'm like, I'm on top of the world. I'm the goddess. I got this. And there are a couple of days that we're like laying on the floor, crying in you know, in our pajamas. Like, oh my gosh. I don't want to be adulting. Yeah. I don't want to do this. So like, what do you
do? Too hard.
Stay centered.
Yeah. So this is a great, I love this question and thank you so much for asking it, because I, being in my masculine all the time, it's something that I like wake up and I hit the ground running, and I am so passionate about what I do and helping others and getting out there and just forming community and connection. One of the biggest things for me is journaling. So every morning I wake up, I meditate before I even get out of bed. And then I get a cup of tea and I journal. And it allows me, because I have, if there's listeners out there and they're anxious or they have so many ideas circulating in their head, journaling allows me to just kind of like brain dump everything. And then once it's like not that scarcity, once it's not the anxiety coming through and I'm acting from that place, because I'm getting everything out on paper, I then can drop into my heart, get centered and say, okay, what would like the highest Savannah, what would my highest version of myself do, and act from there. And that's been such a blessing in my life.
I love that. Asking, so let me also ask you, the journaling, is it just a free writing when you just put down everything that comes to your mind just to like really create the space? Or is it like your achievement list of the day?
No, so it's just a brain dump, because if I started doing my achievement list, it would be a to-do list, and then I make some more lists because my checklists have checklists. But it is, so I do my gratitude, I meditate, I do my gratitude, and then it's mainly just like a release, I would say, of getting everything out, expressing how I feel, checking in with myself. And then I do always ask myself, like, how would my highest self show up today? And then try to honor that with what I need to do, and then maybe structure my day around that.
I absolutely love that. I love it because I was talking, you know, on messaging with one of my clients, and we were talking about she's going through the transition, you know, leaving a job and everything. So you know how sometimes it's really stressful, like the unknowingness, yeah. Like what's next. And she was having a little bit of anxiety. So to bring her back, that's what I told her. How would your highest self, like future self, who is already there, who already has the job, who already has the clients, who already has the security, who already has the relationship, like the one who is living it, being it, embodying it, what would she feel like? What would she do? And she like wrote me like a message, like an email, you know, and I'm like, be her. But it's not just like go and be her because you're like, now you're feeling better, but be her. What is the one thing? What is the one thing that you can do right now from that place? The one thing, because, you know, Savannah, list has lists. Mm-hmm. You can do millions of the things, but really looking at that and looking at from the higher perspective and ask yourself, what is the one thing that I can do that would make the biggest difference that is going to move the needle? Because then we will look at our higher self. She has all her stuff already together and it's overwhelming because we don't have it all together. So we're like,
never.
What do I do?
Yeah.
But asking yourself, what is the one thing that you can really do from this place of now feeling good? Because when you write down or say it out loud or visualize your higher self, you connect with her. And, you know, I have guided meditation for it too. You're a part of my Rise and Thrive, you know, masterclass that I'm so grateful for having you there, because now we have the meditations and everything. So I absolutely love that. And thank you so much, because this is like for both of us, it's just like such a beautiful circle, like of giving love and energy and giving to other women and really showing them what's possible when women who are still on their journey. And ladies, let me break it to you. You won't like it, but you will always be on the journey. There is no getting there. I'm sorry, not sorry. There will be always a journey, but when you know that you're on the journey and you're not alone and you're loved, supported, and accepted just the way you are, and it doesn't matter if you're in your like fierce feminine and you are like walking like a goddess, or like I said, you're crumbling on the floor and crying because you just are.
Because life happens.
Exactly, life happens. Yeah. Sometimes we don't want to be adulting. You really want to be surrounded and create a tribe that really is there for you. And that's why, you know, Savannah is hosting retreats and she's having her events. That's why I'm hosting now my Meant for More mastermind, because I truly believe that it has to be no brainer. I get to be there. I get to be surrounded with women who believe in me. And Savannah knows that I'm so picky who is around me, because the energy speaks louder than any words.
Absolutely. And anybody that's listening to this, get your booty there. I mean, when is it? It's in July, right? Is it
July? No. My Meant for More mastermind that it's starting.
Mastermind.
But it's only $111 a month. So I made it no-brainer. You remember when we talk about like,
yeah,
the things you wish that existed, that it's no-brainer for women. And I know that many women are in transition like we once were, from corporate to coaching, from corporate to finding their own way. And they're not in a place to invest, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, in coaches, in our high level coaching. And I know that they are ready and hungry to grow. So 111, it's a no brainer. And I just wanted to have something to support women who are like, listen, I want to get there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And of course, 111. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. You know me. I do everything.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And what a great opportunity. We were just discussing this. Like, you just have to be willing to like take a risk, invest in yourself. And it's just that small little step will be the catalyst to allow you to create the impact and follow through with all the changes. And surrounding yourself with a community at the masterclass is going to help you, like, however many people, imagine there's 10 people in there. So it's 10 times the support, 10 times the impact, 10 times the sisterhood, 10 times the love. So it's just a no-brainer. Absolutely.
You know, there is the woman in me, 11, right?
Yes, of course.
So my love, what is the last thought that you want to share with the woman who is still like trying to tap into her wild, into her of how to be unapologetic? What would you love to tell her?
Great question. So I think I would tell her to stop looking around, to stop asking everybody else for permission to be herself, asking others like what it is that she should be doing. And she knows, like, you know, deep within you, just like you say, you know, you're meant for more, you know, and just honor that within yourself and allow yourself to just be you.
Oh my goodness. This is so beautiful. And so are you. I appreciate you more than words can ever say. And I'm so blessed to be on this journey with you. So everybody, you got to be stalking her on Instagram. Like I do. I'm always in her stories. Like, wait a second. She's incredible. So make sure that you're going to follow her on Instagram because she's the wild Selena. Okay. Yeah, and we'll put it in the show notes too. And is there any other place that you love to connect with the listeners besides beach?
Yeah, besides the beach, besides Bali. I also have a Facebook group called Untamed and Unapologetic, Women Who Want More Out of Life. Very aligned with all of your tribe as well. So please follow me on Facebook. You can request to join there. And then of course, Instagram is just my favorite place to hang out. You can find me at the.wildsavannah. And yeah, I'm there. I'll come say hi. Let me know that you listen to this podcast. If you are a fan of Patia, then you are a friend of mine because she is my soul sister for life.
Oh my gosh. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.